Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'ariv Katan Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, the very last Mishnah of the Masechta, and Maseches Chagiga Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Mars Chaya Bas Reb Chaim Leib Halevi Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah, and Le'ilu Nishmas Mars Naomi Bas Reb Zev Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about what we had mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah, that there were certain things that women would do at Levayas in order to express their sorrow and sadness. And one of them was some sort of wail, another one was clapping, and the Mishnah says, on Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, and Purim, so women are allowed to be ma'aneh and they're allowed to clap, and that's because Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim are a little bit less strict than Chol HaMoed. As we had said, on Chol HaMoed, they're not allowed to clap, they're only allowed to be ma'aneh, but we see that on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, they're also allowed to clap. However, bazeh u'bazeh, avoloi mekainenos, on both of these, meaning on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and Chol HaMoed, they're not allowed to be mekainen, which is another one of these types of things. The Mishnah continues, Nick bar mace, once the mace is buried, loy ma'anes v'loy metapchos, they're not allowed to be ma'aneh or clap at all on any of these days. Now the Mishnah clarifies, ezu inoy, what exactly is inoy? Shekulan oinos ke'echos, all of them cry out, they all wail at the same time. Kina, what exactly is this kina? She'achas medaberes, one of them calls out, she says something, fekulan oinos achreha, and everyone answers after her. Now, where do we get this from? Shenemar, because the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "V'lameinu b'naseichem nehi ve'isha ruusa kina." And so it's mashma from the second part of the pasuk that one woman tells her friend a kina. So we see that a kina is something that one woman says and everyone repeats after her. Now, if the Mishnah would end here, that means that the Masechta would end on a very sad note, talking about avelos and a person dying and a levaya. And the pasuk in Kehelet tells us, "Al tamid b'davar ra," don't end off with a bad thing. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "Avol asid lavai," but in the future, who Omer, it says in the Navi Yeshaya, "Bila hamavas lanetzach," death will end forever, meaning Hashem will take away death. Umacha Hashem lekim dima me'al kapanim v'goymer, and Hashem will erase tears from all faces, and there's only going to be happiness and rejoicing. Mazel tov for finishing Maseches Ma'ariv Katan, just like we're zecher to finish this Masechta together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. And moving on to brand new Masechta, the last Masechta in Seder Ma'ariv, Maseches Chagiga. Now this Masechta deals primarily with the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And the name of the Masechta comes from the Karban Chagiga, one of the Karbanos everyone had to bring during the Shalosh Regalim. And this Karban Chagiga was a Shlamim. Parts of it were burned on the Mizbeach, other parts were eaten by Kehanim, and the majority was eaten by the owner, his friends, and family. Now there's another Shlamim that was brought, and that was called Shalmei Simcha. And the main purpose of these Karbanos was the Simcha caused by eating the meat. And lastly, a Karban Oilas Re'iyah was brought, and this is an Oila, which means that it's completely burned on the Mizbeach, and it's called Re'iyah, because it was brought for the occasion of Re'iyah, coming to the Azara, seeing it and being seen in it. Now the first Mishnah begins by discussing this mitzvah of Re'iyah. And the Pasuk says, Shalosh pa'amim bashana yeira'e kol zechurcha. And the word zechurcha tells us that only men are chayiv in this mitzvah. So the Mishnah tells us, Hakol chayavin b'Re'iyah, everyone's chayiv in this mitzvah of Re'iyah, Chutz mecher shayt v'katan, except for this grouping of people that we see all across Shas and Mishnayos. A cheresh is someone who's deaf-mute, a shayta is someone who's considered halachically crazy, and a katan is someone who's under bar mitzvah. Other people that are potter from this mitzvah is v'tumtum. This is a person whom we don't know if they're a man or a woman because their private part is covered over by a piece of skin. The androgynous, this is also somebody whom we don't know if they're a man or a woman, but that's because they have both the private parts of a man and a woman, the nashim, and women, v'avadim she'enam mishuchrarim, and avadim that are not freed, that's because they're not considered fully Jewish. They are chayv in mitzvahs, but they're only chayv in mitzvahs like a woman is, so therefore they're not chayv in re'iyah. Hachiger, someone who's lame, they're not able to walk by themselves. Vasuma, someone who's blind, they can't see the azara. Vachayla, someone who's sick. Vahazaken, someone who's old. Umishayna yachalal is baraglov, and someone who can't walk on their own 2 feet, they're also pater, and that's because it's called shalosh regalim. The pasuk says shalosh regalim instead of shalosh pa'amim, and so we learn from there that someone has to be able to walk with their feet to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah just clarifies, Ezehu katan, who are we referring to when we say a katan, someone who's under bar mitzvah, who's pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah? The answer is, Kol she'enu yachol lirkav akseifav shel aviv v'lalois miyushalayim laharabayis. This is any child who's not able to go on his father's shoulders and go from Yerushalayim to Har Abayis. Divrei Beis Shammai, that's what Beis Shammai holds. However, Beis Hillel, Imran Beis Hillel says, Kol she'enu yachol lecha is biyadei shel aviv v'lalois miyushalayim laharabayis. anyone who's not able to hold his father's hand and walk on his own with his father to Har HaBayit. And why is this? Shenemarka says in the Pasuk, Shalosh Regalim. As we said, the Pasuk tells us, Shalosh Regalim, Tochag Li Bashana, you shall celebrate Shalosh Regalim for me. And we learn from this word Regalim that a person has to be able to walk on their feet. Now it's important to note that even a child who is able to ride on his father's shoulders or who is able to walk on his own, he's not Chayiv Midai Raisa because he's a child, he's under Bar Mitzvah. What we're referring to is the mitzvah of Chinuch, that the father of this child is not Chayiv to be Mechanech his child to go to the Beis HaMikdash if he's not old enough yet. We're going to stop here for the day. I'm back up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel talking about these karbanos that we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.